Governor Ducey has issued an executive order specifying new rules for testing autonomous vehicles in Arizona. Among other things, they say companies wanting to test here have to comply with standards the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration adopted last year. The governor's chief of staff, Kirk Adams, says the time has come for Arizona to lay out more specific rules.
Back in 2015, there were really only one or two companies that were really active in this space in some kind of large way. Since then, particularly in the last year, we've begun to receive numerous contacts from a number of companies interested in testing in the state of Arizona.
And joining me now to talk more about this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't get here in a driverless vehicle, though.
So what specifically does this new executive order lay out? What are the new rules of the road, if you pardon the pun?
Well, as you point out, some of it starts with the NHTSA standards, because the standards are just voluntary in terms of things that cars should know how to do on their own. And that's really important because the fact that they're starting to realize that this is the Wild West, and Arizona has, in fact, been the Wild West in this. Oh, you got a driverless car? Come here and test it. You know, this is the governor's disruptive technology push. But I think there are some questions starting to be raised about, well, wait a second. How does that work? I mean, some of it is real basic. For example, you know, if in fact a fire engine approaches from your rear, you're supposed to pull over to the right side of the road, remain there until it's safe to proceed. Well, are these driverless cars programmed to do that? Do they understand what that means? Some of it even comes down to, well, what if it does run a red light? Who the heck gets the ticket? You know, particularly if there's nobody in the car. And I think the idea was, well, we really do need to have, you know, some idea of how this works on the ground.
Is it safe to call these new rules stricter than what had been in place in the past?
Well, in some ways they are, because they're in fact put into the executive order, and then presumably, you know, will end up as part of state statutes and regulations. There was sort of an understanding even from 2015 that you were supposed to at least follow state traffic laws. But again, the problem is when you look at the traffic laws, it talks about, for example, citations are being issued to the person who is, quote, in actual physical control of the vehicle. Well, who the heck is that? I mean, is it Bill Gates with some programming? And do we run up to Washington to issue him a citation? That becomes part of the issue. And I think people are beginning to realize, you know, that as in most cases, technology tends to run ahead of the law. And they're trying to get the law, or at least some regulations, to catch up.
Well, so how similar or different are these new rules relative to what had been in place in the past? You referenced Arizona being kind of the Wild West of testing these cars. Are these new rules vastly different than what had been in place?
Not vastly different, but they're more specific. Again, the idea was, well, bring the cars here, and I'm sure they have to comply with the same rules that I do when I drive in from Levine. But the fact is that it's not the same. I mean, we started off initially with the idea of having autonomous vehicles, but somebody behind the wheel who could take control of it. Well, we're now at the stage of technology that you don't need someone behind the wheel. And in fact, the idea behind the technology is if you need a vehicle, one would be dispatched, a driverless vehicle would be dispatched. You could get in the back of it, read your paper, be taken to your new location, and then the vehicle would drive off by itself. So there would be nobody actually there to take over. Now, this also comes down to the basic premise that the programming in the vehicle is sufficient to ensure that in any actuality, something will happen. But that gets the other new thing. There's a requirement now that if a vehicle encounters something it doesn't expect, or the programming seems to have a glitch, it's supposed to go into a safe mode, for lack of a better way of putting it, and pull itself to the side of the road, and if necessary, turn itself off. And that's really crucial, because sometimes it may come across something it doesn't recognize. For example, we've got these new flashing yellow left turn lights. Mm-hmm. Was that programmed into the vehicle? Does it understand what it's supposed to do there? So this becomes sort of a fail-safe.
And of course, these new rules come on the heels of the California regulators earlier this week putting new rules in place designed to get autonomous vehicle companies to be doing more testing. There are certainly lots more to keep our eyes on in this area. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Glad to be here.